Playboy Radio, Sirius 99, XM 99.
It's the Playboy Morning Show.
Not only did I begin the magazine with no money, and I mean no money, there was a moment in time at the very beginning of it where I had literally in my bank account less than $200.
The sexiest radio on radio.
Slightly more and have a bank account these days. In a second, everyone's going to learn how to jack up their bank account playing craps.
Oh, baby, I need to know these tips.
One of the greatest articles in Playboy in recent months.
Ever,
out of the October issue. Going to teach everyone with the Dominator how to throw the craps.
This is so cool.
So we'll get to that as we take you to the Playboy Club for your gambling segment this week on the show. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Skin coming up as well in just a little bit. We'll get to a round of Guess the Load.
Awesome. Love it.
Calling something and want us to try to figure out what it is. Guess the Load coming up in a bit. Andrea loves that game.
I do.
And
I do.
Something that I'm not sure you'll be so happy about, Dirty Talk.
Oh, I love Dirty Talk.
Yes,
I just don't like calling strangers.
Well, today we'll be calling a stranger. I think we're going to go to the town. Well, I'm not sure which town. Last week we went to Gainesville.
Okay, that's Florida.
I think we may go to Bonner Springs today.
Where's that?
There's a bunch of interesting people there.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
Andrea calling random people and deciding whether or not if she talks dirty, will they reciprocate with the dirty talk?
All right.
Or will they hang up on her? Remember last week?
Last week, some crazy-ass bitch called me back and scared me.
She was angry.
She was like, don't call my man, my old man. And
yeah,
don't call my old man.
Talking about pulling her panties over.
She got heated. Well, we'll find out. Maybe we'll have a reaction like that again. We can only hope.
I don't. Oh, you're making me nervous now.
We can only hope. That all to get to, of course, the big finish as well. If there's questions that come up during the show that are unanswered and you want to get in on the big finish, we always have a little moment for unanswered questions.
We sure do.
Things you may still be wondering about, you can call us at 877-205-9796 when we get to the big finish toward the end of this hour. October issue Playboy was one of the greatest issues for a handful of reasons. Of course, the beautiful Playboy Playmate on the cover.
Ugh, Kelly Carrington.
This was the College Girls issue, and you can still see it digitally up on Playboy.com, a lot of the pictures.
She's hot.
We could talk about the hot chicks and all the college girls and the inspiration for our most recent college road trip.
Right.
But if you want to talk articles, and I love gambling to begin with.
Yeah, you do love gambling quite a bit.
There's an article in here called Shootout in Vegas.
Okay.
It starts on page 68.
Mm-hmm.
It is fascinating for a bunch of reasons. I think the best part, it's an article which is great just because it's about dudes that gamble and they make a ton of money doing it.
Right.
But you can actually learn, if you actually follow, there's a whole
process.
Yeah, there's a process, and then they actually include in here like a diagram that can help you kind of learn how to roll these craps. But we decided, who's going to take the time to do that? Let's just get on the man who is known around the world as one of the best craps rollers ever.
The Dominator.
Yeah, and now joining us on the Playboy Morning Show, the Dominator, as we enter the Playboy Club.
Yes.
Hello, Dominator.
Kevin, Andrea, hello. How are you guys doing?
Great, baby.
A true pleasure to chat with you.
Well, you know, it's a really pleasure to be on your station as well. I really love the article, and I just love talking about craps and how to beat these games and how to make money and get everything you can out of Vegas whenever you go there.
People call you like a real – I mean, you are in a lot of ways, and they didn't necessarily base the George Clooney character on you in Ocean's 11, but in the article you're compared to a guy that kind of knows how to – at least using craps, knows how to beat the system.
Well, it's not only craps, it's, blackjack as well. I started as a blackjack player, but it's not really beating the system in a negative way or a cheating way, like when you have some of these card cheats that there are crap cheaters that are out there.
It's more about having a skill and using it, right?
Well, exactly, okay. Exactly, Andrea. It's a skill that needs to be practiced, and once you practice this thing, it's basically like throwing a free throw shot.
How much practice are we talking? Like, is this something I can learn in an hour, 2 hours, or do I need to practice consistently for, 2 months?
Months.
Well, Well, you know what, Andrea? Actually, women do this a lot better than men. In our classes at Golden Touch Craps, we have a contest, and it seems like a woman wins it every time we do it.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, I think women listen to directions better. They really don't have a preconceived notion. They don't want to be macho and just whip these dice. They pick them up gently as if they're fondling some guy, I guess. But they're just picking up these cubes really gently and throwing them, and that's what it's all about.
Before we get into the whole dice control, which is to me unbelievable, and I do read up on every asshole has a and every asshole in Vegas has a system or a plan, and 9 times out of 10 they're bullshit.
Yes, they are.
This one is totally legit, and that's why I like it. And I was practicing. I know you guys recommend that people practice for 6 months before they even try it.
Wow. Casino.
But we'll get to all that. But first, let's talk about you for a second. You were a guy. You just always loved gambling, I take it, right?
You know, even as a kid, you know, as a young kid, I used to pitch pennies against the wall when I was in elementary school. And I used to come into class, I used to go to school, and after class, I'd go down to the gym, and I really would practice pitching these pennies. And it got to a point where, you know, my friends wouldn't even play against me at all. Mm-hmm. And it's always been that way with me, you know, just a lot of practice and that sort of thing. But I love gambling, and but I don't really consider what I do gambling. You know, it was always what I want to say is being an advantage player that I did through skill, like pitching those pennies I practiced, flipping baseball cards. I used to practice that for hours to be able to get it at the right height, to make it show face up or face down or whatever way I needed to do it to make it to win against my friends.
Right.
So it's always been something where I said to myself, and it's probably through my parents and education and that sort of thing, that, you know, practice and hard work is going to pay off. And I use the casinos, which I love doing, and practiced that and did it. And, that's how it all kind of started way back then.
It's kind of like a free throw, where if you just go to the line every day and just shoot your 500 free throws, eventually you should get, unless you're Shaq, you'll get better over time. But with you, like, are you banned from Mississippi casinos?
I'm banned in all of Mississippi right now.
You can't go to the whole state?
In the whole goddamn state, really.
What happened there?
You know, we do a seminar down in Tunica, and I think what happened, you know, we were actually doing a radio show down there as well for a long, long time, and it was being the advertisers were all casinos, and once we were banned, we couldn't do the radio show anymore because the advertisers called up the station and said, look, we're going to drop all our ads.
Sure.
I think what happened is down there in the South, Tunica was an ATM machine for me. Whenever I needed a few $1,000s, it was heading down to Tunica, and that was the end of the story because the games were so great down there as far as odds and that sort of thing. And it really, you know, I took an awful lot of money out of there. And we started doing these seminars and people being trained. And, you know, finally they just got fed up. And it wasn't, you know, and it's funny how in one day it was four casinos, bang, 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 bang. I even had a guy tap me out in a game called Pai Gow Poker.
Yeah,
and you know, and that game is not beatable. When the guy looked at me and tapped me on the shoulder, and I just turned around, saw him in a suit, and really, I just looked down and said, you got to be fucking kidding me. You're going to take me out of this because of this game? And he pulled me over to the side and said, you know, Dom, your game's too good. We just don't want you to play.
It's amazing. I know you've got a temper to it. The article talks about this. You've kicked slot machines before.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know if you've roughed up pit bosses, but you've definitely screamed at them a little bit.
Well, you know, I do have a little bit of a temper. I guess it's the Italian background, I mean, the New York City attitude that I can have. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. My partner will say to me that if I have a short roll, I'm not really upset. You know, I just think about, you know, just like a baseball player who might strike out and stuff, and that's it. But as the roll gets longer and longer, I get more and more aggravated at everybody for whatever reason. And everybody, I'm making so much money, but I'm getting more and more aggravated. And then when I finally seven out, I mean, it just pisses me off to no end because I think I should roll for another 3 hours and stuff. So, yeah, I've done that. And then I've had stick mate people that have hit me on the hand with their stick, and I've gotten kind of crazy with them. And
you're saying at the craps table, a guy, one of the guys, the coupiers, whatever the hell they're called,
stick. Yeah.
The stick guys will hit you in the hand. What, they think they're gonna throw you off your game or something?
Oh, absolutely, they're gonna throw me off the game. Let me give you a little story, a little funny story that was in a History Channel biography that they did about me. But I was playing in one of the casinos on the Strip, and I was having just a monster roll. And this was a week that I was just hotter than a pistol. As a matter of fact, I would come down from the elevator, and there would be 30, 50, 100 people waiting for me to get to the crap tables. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I'd take a limo to another casino, and there'd be a caravan of limos following to wherever I went.
That's awesome.
I really was. So I had this, I'm at one of these casinos, and I'm in this great role, and the box man, the guy that watches the whole pit area, comes over and takes the puck, which when it faces the players always says the word on. In other words, it's trying to make a point of 9 or trying to make a point of 10.
Right, sure. Right.
And it says on. Well, he comes over and he flips this thing over to the word no. Now, I don't really see that happening, but my buddy, who's an ex-offensive lineman for Michigan State University, uh-huh. Sees this thing, and he starts saying something to the guy. Now, I finished the roll as far as that point is concerned, and I look at my friend and say, Bill, what's going on here? And he says, that effing guy, he's going crazy. He's moving the puck to the word no. So now I throw for my next point, and my next point was a 10.
Okay.
And now I see the box man, or the stick, the pit guy, take these pucks and move it to the word no. And I look at him, and I said, what are you doing? He says to me, there's no fucking way you're going to make this point of 10. Just throw the fucking dice. And
wow.
I said, did you just say to me, throw the fucking dice? And he said, yeah. So at this point, now I take a black chip, which is a $100 chip.
Right.
And I throw it to the center of the table, and I say, hard 10, hopping. Now, a hard 10 means 2 5s,
uh-huh.
and it's a 36-1 shot.
Okay.
And,
36-1?
Pays nice. Pays real nice. I've been paid out on that before. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, 36-1. I reset the dice. I refocused. And in the casino, you could almost hear a pin drop. I throw my hard 10. The place goes wild. I collect my $3,000, and at that point, dump all my chips down on the table.
And all your chips, too.
Take a $500 chip, go over to the guy and throw it in his face and say, look, if you needed to get a loan from me, why don't you just borrow some money?
Wow.
So that was kind of like a fun little funny story.
Ah.
That's the Dominator. That's why they call you the Dominator.
Yeah.
And the way you do this, which is, and we have a lot of questions to ask you. We want to know why you'll never bet on a guy who's wearing sunglasses when he rolls.
That's what I want
to
know.
We'll get to that all. But the way you do all this is you have a system or a plan.
I like to say method.
Yes, and people can read all about this and learn about it, goldentouchcraps.com. In fact, even go to the seminars, and that's what the author of the article did. But you will you know how to hold the dice, and you swing your arm in a certain way
mm-hmm.
with the dice so that when they hit the wall, they gently fall backwards and then will land on whatever number you want.
I don't want to say any number you want. What I do is I throw the dice and teach people to throw the dice to avoid the 7, and that's really what the whole game is all about, and to repeat numbers. Now, I have been known and have done many times, in fact, on a TV show, I called out my number 6 times, and not just like a 6. I'm going to throw a 4-2 right now. I'm going to throw a 5-1 right now.
Jesus.
I did that 6 times in a row for another TV show that I was on, but what I teach people is to avoid the 7 and to repeat numbers. And my throw is a real simple physics problem. I mean, it's a moving projectile in the air. Without going too technical, there are what they call degrees of movement or freedom.
Absolutely.
And there are 6 of them on any moving projectile, and my throw removes 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can throw, 1 less 7, out of 36 rolls, we uh-huh. are going to have an edge in the game of craps as long as we do some proper betting.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about, is just trying to reduce that 7 by just 1 roll even. And that can be accomplished with practice. And really, Andrew, you were asking me, but anybody can really learn how to do it. I mean,
right.
I've had paraplegics that have taken seminars from me and got them to get this thing down, because through practice, it can be done. I mean, like you said about Shaq, if he would practice 500 free throws a day, he'd be a 90% shooter.
Well, plus, paraplegics, they're the greatest decoy in the casino.
Oh.
They'll never throw them out.
Oh, let me tell you about the best decoy in the world. Is I have a dwarf who's become one of my closest friends.
Yes.
And he took a private lesson from me in blackjack and a private lesson in craps. And you talk about the perfect camouflage. I mean, nobody's going to ever look at him in this politically correct society and tell him he can't play anymore.
Right.
And actually, he's about 2 foot, 2 inches.
2'2"?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Shorter than me.
And I actually have him put his whole body on the rail of the crap table.
Baby on a table's good luck.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely great. It's just absolutely great. So, yeah, great camouflage.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is
he is like the size of a baby.
Yeah, he is, and he's a great guy.
Is there any way in like in layman's terms you can kind of explain? I mean, I know that there's a whole diagram in the page 70 and your photo as well in October issue Playboy, but any way that you can just and we have a set of dice in here right now, and we roll dice every week on the show on Topless Tuesday to find out just how naked Andrea will get.
Right.
Andrea's going to take these dice right now. And you want to give her just one bit of information that could help? We don't have a professional craps table here at all, but these are casino dice.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You know, like lots of times at the table, you know, I'll get done with a roll and I never really talk about what I'll do, but the guy next to me will say, man, that was a great roll you just had, and you're doing something funny with those dice, and I'll look at him and I'll give him a real simple explanation.
What is it?
So here we go. Okay. What you want to do is you want to set the dice with all hard ways all around.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, where you want all four sides to have, one of the sides is going to be 5-5, another side's going to be 4-4, another side's going to be 3-3, another side's going to be 2-2.
Oh.
Okay, so the axis of the dice, what goes through the center of the dice, is going to be the 6, and on the other side, the 1.
That's
so
how we have it. Three's touching in the middle.
Uh-huh.
6 is on one side, 1's on the other.
That's it. So you got all hard ways all the way around.
Okay.
You got a hard 10, which is 5-5, a hard 6, and so on.
Yes.
Now what you want to do, Andrea,
uh-huh.
is you want to take your middle finger.
Okay.
And you want to put your middle finger on the...
Hold on. She's got to take it out of her. Hold on.
Shut up. It's out.
She's very turned on right now.
Okay. You want to take your middle finger and put it in the center of the left and right die with the same amount of skin on the left die as the right die.
Okay.
Then you want to take your thumb and do exactly the same thing behind.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put that right in the middle.
That's perfect. Okay, I'm looking at her form. It's very good.
Yeah. Okay. Now what we want to do with the index finger and the ring finger is just lay it gently on the front of the dice, trying to keep it in a straight line with the three fingers in the front, straight line, straight across.
Okay.
So now you've got the grip, which is great. Now what you want to do as far as throwing those things, you want to just swing your arm in front of you.
Okay.
And then when you go forward,
you're
going to release the dice. And what's going to happen naturally is your thumb is going to release first.
Uh-huh.
The forward energy is going to have those dice rotate off the front fingers, creating a fulcrum. And those dice are going to rotate perfectly down the table, and you've got a great roll there.
At what point, at what angle in relationship to the...
45 degrees.
That's right. There you go.
Thanks, Kevin.
I've been reading. I can't wait. My next trip to Vegas, I will be dominating like the Dominator.
Okay.
That's my plan. Andrea's standing up now. Hold on. She's going to...
Wait. So throw them against the back of the wall or the table?
No, you're going to hit the table first, and so they hit the back wall then. So hit the table about 6 inches away from
and
the back wall.
Ideally, she rolls anything here but a 7, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Andrea, come on. Give it a real toss here. This guy's got confidence. The ladies know how to do it. Look at that. She got unbelievable. It did exactly. Hit the table, bounced up. She got a 4 the hard way.
You see, now that is what we call a primary shot. And the reason why we call that a primary shot is because it is exactly the way she set up the dice with a hard 4, hard 10, and all those other hard ways.
But they rolled. Like, that's the thing. You know, a casino can't be like, well, no, they didn't fucking roll because these things hit the table, they bounced up, hit the wall, and then bounced right back down and hit hard 4.
Exactly. The casino can't say anything. Everything you're doing, everything I'm showing is following the rules of the game, and the casino can't say anything. What the casino will wind up doing possibly, although none of my students really gets this hassle, it's just I get it because of the publicity and everything else like that and all the money I've won, but
I love you.
The casinos will say something like, sir, you have to hit the back wall harder or something, or some bullshit like that or whatever, and that's all you say, Andrea. That's all you would say. You would say, I can't. You know, I gotta...
Can you just say this is my technique and this is how I roll?
Well, I wouldn't say technique. I would just say, you know, my grandfather showed me to throw dice this way, and that's the way I'm going to throw it, and I can't throw it any harder than that. I got a bad shoulder. And so, you know,
war injury.
Yeah, war injury. In fact, I used to use that line so much. You know, I used to say that, you know, when somebody would say to me, you're doing something with those dice, or, you know, or the pit will say something to me, and I said, well, I learned how to shoot dice this way in Vietnam. And as soon as I said that, they were like, shut up, you know, because I'm a war veteran or something.
Right.
Yeah. The Dominator is on with us right now, featured in the October issue Playboy magazine and the
website,
awesome. GoldenTouchCraps.com. you can learn from him, and I guess you're still buddies with the other four of the horsemen, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Frank Scobletti, my partner, you know, he's the number one game and author in the country, and the co-author of my book, The Golden Touch Dice Control Revolution, and our blackjack book, The Golden Touch Blackjack Revolution, and Skinny and Stickman and the Dentist. These are all my partners in the Five Horsemen, as well as my instructors in all my classes. Yeah, we're great buddies, and we're all great, you know, they're all great shooters as well. You know, they're great.
I have one question for you, because this pertains to me specifically. I love to get drunk. So do you drink while you play?
Never, Andrew.
No.
You know, it's like, you know what it is? It's like a...
Well, some people loosen up when they, you know.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with one drink. I mean, I've had people that...
I like to be smashed.
You know, have a drink or two drinks. But, you know, what we're trying to do is really an athletic type of endeavor, and you wouldn't play a game. You know, the way I look at this, Andrew, you can have as many drinks and get as smashed as you want to before you go to the crap table, or better yet, after you've taken $5,000 off the table.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why get drunk when you're putting your hard-earned money on the line trying to beat this thing? Let's beat the game first, and then let's just go have a good time. Like the article said, you know, with the private suites that we get and the $2,500 bottle of wines and all this comp
stuff.
They
take good care of you.
Yeah.
Well, you convinced me of the $2,500 bottle of wine.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Dominator, what do you hate more, slot machines or Mississippi?
Actually, I hate Mississippi. I hate to say that, but Mississippi, I can give you so many stories about.
Well, we're going to have you back, because you're a fascinating
guy,
and you can take the class and everything, goldentouchcrafts.com and all that.
Yep.
And quickly, before we have to say goodbye and leave the Playboy Club this week, Andrea wants to know why you do not trust a roller who's wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
Where did you read that?
That was in the article.
You know, I think what Steve, the writer, what he was trying to say is that, as a crap player, you don't have to bet on everybody, and that's what I try to do when I'm at a table. I try not to bet on a lot of the other shooters, because it is a negative expectation game, and I'm going to lose money. So if a stick might say something to me, like, you're not betting on everybody or whatever, I'll just say, you know what, I just don't like betting on people that wear sunglasses.
Nah, there you go.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's where that comes from. No, nothing negative about that.
The Dominator. Of the Five Horsemen article, page 68, October issue, Playboy Magazine. Still read the article on Playboy.com. And please, you got to come back again, because I know
you're love to.
Going to make us all billions of dollars. That's the point. Thanks, Dominator.
All right, man.
All right, bye, baby.
Good. Wow.
He's cool.
Yeah, you think?
I like him.
He's getting comp nice suites all over the place. That's how it is. Like, you know what? If you have to get banned from any place that's got gambling, might as well be Mississippi.
Right?
Much rather be banned from Mississippi than Vegas.
Oh, that would suck ass.
Manchel, were you practicing in there? I saw you swinging your arm around. I didn't know if you were jerking off producer Jay or practicing.
I was practicing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I didn't roll a hard number. But.
Andrew did it just right, like perfect, but I could see how it's just a repetitive thing. You have to go over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And get your form down. Yeah, it just increases your odds that if you gamble enough.
Is this something I should try to do, Kevin? I've never played craps. I've only stood behind people playing. Is this something I should actually...
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I mean...
A little side business every weekend. We cruise down to one of the Indian casinos they have around here.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna cash in on this for at least
50%. 50%?
I want my take. Come on. You're not going to let me have my take?
If you will touch my boobies in a sexual way, I will let you have 50%.
Okay. Well, let's first of all figure out your craps roll. Okay, I don't want to invest in a loser.
Hey. I almost want to take Andrea down there and see if you can distract the shooter, and we all bet against him. That
of
might work
I
better
can.
For us.
Oh, yeah.
I could just get drunk and start blowing people. And
but see, most shooters, Andrea starts playing a big game of Smiley at the craps table.
Mm.
The problem is that most shooters, like this is what the guy was saying, they don't even know what the hell they're doing. They're just, they're guys.
They're just rolling.
They're right. They're having fun. They're just kind of hoping that something lucky happens. And it's not that people haven't made good money playing craps the old-fashioned way. But
absolutely.
He's saying, why go that way?
When you can actually have something to go to the table with, a skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I understand.